Welcome to the Azure Enablement Show. On today's episode, I have Thomas Maurer, who's a senior cloud advocate here at Microsoft. Today, we're going to talk about why and how to learn about the Azure certification path. Welcome to the Azure Enablement Show. And today, I have a very special guest with me. I have Thomas Maurer, who's a senior cloud advocate here at Microsoft. And today, we're going to be talking about how and why you would want to earn a Microsoft certification exam. Welcome, Thomas. Great to have you here.
Thank you, April. Thank you for having me. Gonna be fun.
It is. So let's talk about Azure certification exams. My experience with the exams started off many years ago with Microsoft exams that followed the technology. So I was doing like Microsoft Server 2008 exams, trying to get the MCSA or the MCITP certification, or I was maybe taking Exchange Server exams. And I used a lot of books at the time because that was what was available, plus hands-on experience to help me get through those exams. But the exams have really kind of been revolutionized and really geared more towards the cloud. So please tell us everything you can about how and why we want to learn about these exams.
Yeah, so this is actually a great point. And I was just thinking back when my first exam was, and I think it was like kind of like a SharePoint exam in 2007 or something like that. Back then it was really like product focused, as you said, right? We had like for different products, we had different certifications. Now, with the cloud and obviously changing a little bit of our job roles, the team also thought about how can we actually make certifications more useful, right? Mm-hmm. So can we, for example, say, instead of using a single product, we actually look at a different job role. So that is why we have these role-based certifications now out there. And these are actually great because what happens, what I can see when we look at cloud technologies and the cloud in general, we can see that the role of like IT professionals and even developers are transforming, right? It's going more into be a T learner or T-shaped learner, if you will, where you actually need to have a bigger, larger fundamental of knowledge, basically, and then going deep in certain topics, right? You can't be that silo anymore. Like, for example, I was like, back in the days, I was thinking, okay, what should I do? Should I become an expert in virtualization? Should I be an expert in networking? And the cloud, all of that brings that all a little bit more together. And that is why I think these role-based certifications make a lot of sense, is that you actually get this overview about all the different things which we think are important for that specific role. So when you, for example, look at the Azure administrator, you look at compute with virtualization, you look at storage and networking, and you bring all that together. So this is actually also a great part why I take these certifications, is to figure out what is expected from a different, like an Azure architect, what is expected from an Azure developer, right? And so this is absolutely like what the team did, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when I started working in Azure, you know, many years ago now, I wasn't just focusing on building a VM and setting out there, but how it interacts with all the other systems. So these new kind of role-based exams are focused on the technology stack that you're going to be interacting with in those roles. And that's great. And I think also it mirrors what's happening in the IT industry, in the tech industry. You're not just a developer focusing on code. You're focusing on how your code interacts with these other systems. And same with, you know, the IT pro audience. You have to know what you're building isn't just a virtual machine anymore, but how it interacts with all those systems together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, as you just perfectly and beautifully said, it's like knowing the different Azure services and actually knowing how they play together and how they work together. So you can actually, like, if you have in running any issues, or you need to build some automation, or you need to write an app or build an architecture, you actually have that knowledge and how those things work together. And I think that is one of the most important things we are seeing. We also offer like what we call the fundamentals exams. Those exams are really based on like if you're getting started with the technology. And I always recommend if you get started with certification in general, even though you're thinking you're probably an Azure expert or an M365 expert, start with the fundamental. Take the fundamental exam because it's not just focusing on the Microsoft technology, but it also goes through cloud computing and other industry-wide technologies to actually find you, hey, this is the set you need to know, which I find great. And then on the other hand, we also have now these specialty certifications. So you probably have seen one, like, for example, for SAP on Azure, where it's not just a, basically a role, right? It's not like a role-based certification like the SAP administrator. But since a lot of people out there need, for example, to focus on this scenario, we also made a certification for that. So there are a ton of different options out there where you can get certified.
So there's all these certifications, and that's fantastic. And as you mentioned, the Azure Fundamentals exam is a great place to start because it's a great kind of springboard for you to start, learn the fundamentals, and then pick your next path of learning. But how do you learn? How do you learn and prepare for these exams? Because it is massively different from the days of old. I'm not just reading about a certain technology in a book anymore. I need to be able to prepare for this role-based exam. So tell us, tell the audience out there, how are you learning about these exams? What's your pathway?
Yeah. So what I do, and again, I also used to have a lot of books on the different certifications, right? And I still have them, but I use them mostly for getting the fundamentals, like things which don't change that much. However, what I realized, if it then comes to technical details, it's actually very difficult to actually go with a book, because sometimes we change things so fast in different services that it's difficult, right? So what I use basically are online resources. And the first thing I always use or do when I study for an exam, I basically go out and check out the skills measured information. So each of our exams has a list of skills which are measured. It even shows a little percentage of like how much do we talk about this. And then there's an outline of different things you need to be able to do or know about. And then I go and basically check out the Microsoft docs for this. So I go to the documentation. I read, for example, if the question is, how do I deploy an app service? Mm-hmm. I go and find the right article on Microsoft docs and I read about it. What then also helps me is then actually get some hands-on experience, right? And actually go in. We have a lot of, in the docs, you find also these tutorials where you actually get like a step-by-step guide to, for example, in this case, deploy an app service and actually deploy, for example, a website on it. So that is great. That is one of the resources I definitely would highly recommend, because, again, Microsoft Docs are usually up to date with the latest information on that specific service.
Absolutely.
The other thing I'm using is Microsoft Learn, right? Mm-hmm. This is our free learning platform, and everyone can register for this. And you don't have to have an Azure subscription. You don't need a credit card or anything. The only thing you need is a Microsoft account. And then you have these different learning paths. Again, you can select them for the different exams, but you can also go and just learn about different Microsoft technologies. Doesn't necessarily need to be for an exam. And then you get this guidance, these learning paths with different modules, which you can like quickly do during a lunch break, for example, instead of like studying for like 2-3 hours. And it's usually text and a guide and pictures explaining everything. And you get an assessment and you have videos explaining the different technologies. But the coolest thing really is the sandbox environment. As you probably also are, I'm very good if I get that hands-on experience, and I understand things when I actually did them. So these sandboxes give you a free Azure environment for a couple of hours to actually try out these different technologies. And so you can outgo without even having a subscription or anything. You can actually go and play around with Azure, and I think that is pretty great.
That is absolutely awesome, because that's a big blocker for people. When people used to have to put their credit card up front and go, right, here's my credit card, I'm going to spend some money in the cloud. But then you're really conscious about how you spend that money. And maybe it was not something you had budget for, or it wasn't funded by your organization. And your organization may be pushing you to get the certification, or maybe you're investing in your career. So having that sandbox environment, having that learning path in Microsoft Learn sounds awesome. I'm glad I learned about that today. That's really cool, because that credit card, putting down your credit card to learn stuff in your environment was really cost prohibitive sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there are great learning courses out there. There are like great documents out there, right? But again, like the hands-on experience for many of us makes the difference.
And absolutely.
There are so many great Azure services, but they often come with a cost. We also give you free Azure services in your free subscriptions, which you can use to try out certain things. But if you need to deploy something really big and you just want to play around with it, you probably don't want to spend those credits on this. So absolutely, huge fan of our Microsoft Learn platform. And again, I think we have a couple of hundred modules or more to, in Microsoft Learn about Azure, Microsoft 365, and even other products like Dynamics.
Yeah, there's the catalog of learning topics is absolutely growing, which I think is awesome. So cool. That's an awesome tidbit of information to know. What other resources do you look to learn from to prepare for these exams?
So yeah, I'm absolutely looking at like different things. I'm huge into videos as well. Mm-hmm. So I love to watch like from our different learning partners. They provide different video guidance and video courses, for example. I also have like their free videos on many YouTube channels out there, which I like and enjoy, usually like watching it next on a second screen or something like that. I also obviously need to mention like that, for example, you look at like our training centers, right? We have our mm-hmm. training and partners, which are delivering trainings with our Microsoft certified trainers, our MCTs. So those are also great things, especially if you get started. Sometimes it's great if you have a trainer or a coach basically helping you to point out what is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then what I also think is very, very important is that depending on the learner you are, it's kind of like, You want to probably build study groups, right? Mm-hmm. Or work together with your team on earning a certification. And it's not just to like challenge each other on a certain degree, but it's like sometimes it can be really tough after like spending like 8 hours or 9 hours at work and then in the evening go and study again on technology. Mm-hmm. And so I highly recommend that if you get that group power together, then you can really like focus on earning these certifications. So there are different ways, obviously, for everyone it's a little bit different. But that I also mentioned that this was a great, great way of learning.
And one of the things I've really found a lot of use for in the community are user groups. So there are user groups taking place all across the globe. They all kind of, you know, advertise on different platforms. You can see them on Twitter and see who's hosting a session. And what's great is A, they're free to join and free to view. You get subject matter experts in there and you have a group of people you can talk to, bounce ideas off of, and like-minded individuals, which I think is fantastic. And it's free. And I think what's also great is because everything's online these days, there's so much there's so many offerings out there in different parts of the world, and a lot of it is recorded, so you can catch up later. And I think using the community involvement around you, maybe you're in a role where, you know, you're looking to move your career forward and get some of these certifications, but maybe the other people in your team aren't. Having that community, whether if you can do it at work, great. If not, maybe, you know, doing some of these user groups are fantastic. So I think those are all fantastic resources, Thomas. So I just want to, if we could just recap them real quickly, what the ones you went through, because there's so much great information you threw at us. So let's recap them. We have the Docs portal, right? The which is kept up to date.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So we have Microsoft Docs.
Yep.
We have Microsoft Learn.
Mm-hmm.
We have online learning partners or in-person learning partners, if you will. Mm-hmm. Video courses from our training providers or on YouTube. And then, as you mentioned, very importantly, obviously, the user groups, which are also a very great resource for learning and getting certifications done.
Awesome. Thank you, Thomas. So hopefully everyone here has learned how and why, really why we want to take Azure certifications, but how we can learn. So happy learning, everyone. And thank you, Thomas, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.